Do not be like the hypocrites, for they have received their reward. To challenge these readings are quite a challenge, because we hear in the first reading, boys and girls that were called to publicly pray together. We're called publicly to fast together. We're publicly called to do almsgiving together. And in the gospel, we hear we're called to do it in secret. Well, which is it? Should we do it publicly or should we do it privately? Should we do it and so that all can see as a witness to our belief in God, or should we do it in private? And the key phrase here is to be seen in the gospel. In other words, the key phrase is motivation. If we are doing it to be seen, then we are not doing it for the right causes. What the Lord is asking us to do, Jesus is reminding us, it's in our heart that we're called. He's asking us to turn back towards him and to be faithful. In fact, when we put the ashes on our head, we're going to say that. We're going to say repent, which means turn back, and then believe in the gospel, to renew our belief in the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. But here's the challenge, is he says to us, we have to be careful not to be hypocrites. But the truth, behold, is we are hypocrites, every single one of us. And it's hard not to be. It's not that we try to be hypocrites, but in fact, when we profess the faith that we do in Jesus Christ, it's so hard a bar that fundamentally we're never going to be able to meet it all the time. And so in a sense, what we do today is we publicly acknowledge that we fail. We publicly acknowledge that we are the hypocrites and that we are turning back to God. Now, the challenge is that we don't want to say that. It's really hard to say that I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who failed. In fact, we go out of our way to blame others to do things. When they say, well, you're the one who did it, not me. You're the one who did it. And we want them to be wrong. But when we say, yes, it was I, then we're admitting that we are part of the fault. And in most times, it is part of us. Now, look, let's take an example. Boys and girls, your parents love you very much, don't they? Do they love you? Yeah? Okay. Do they think you're always perfect? No. They tell us you're perfect. No. They don't tell you you're perfect? Yeah, some, yeah. Well, here's the truth is, it's both, boys and girls. They think the world of you and they love you, and they also know that you're not perfect. And that we know the same thing of ourselves too. That we're perfectly made by God, and yet we make mistakes. And we constantly make mistakes. Boys and girls, if I was to go up here and preach only when I have it all together, there would be nobody to preach. Because I equally am a hypocrite as much as you. Not that I try to be. I don't. I try to live the gospel. I try to be faithful. I try to be kind, try to be gentle, try all those things. But there are always going to be moments where I don't succeed in that. But if that's what we hold out to each other as only our weaknesses, then we'll never help each other to be the best version of ourselves. But boys and girls, what we do today is very important. What we do today is we put an ashes on our forehead, not to have a badge of honor that, look at me, I'm one of the Catholic ones, I'm that. No, no. We put that on our forehead to remind us to say, I'm a sinner. I am a hypocrite. That's what we do today. We take the most humble stance and we put ash publicly on our forehead to say, yep, that's me. I'm the one who has failed as well. But we don't stay there. We do this at the beginning of this Lenten journey, and then the rest of this Lenten journey, we focus on turning back to the Lord, repenting our lives, converting back, and admitting that we, in humility, which we do at every Mass, we say we have sinned. Like the response story of Psalm. We have sinned. Not somebody else. I'm sure they have sinned as well. But we have sinned. I have sinned. And that I am sorry. I'm going to turn back. Now, as it was done by the introductions, we focus on three things for Lent. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to say, let's not overthink this. I want you to do one tiny thing in each of those. One tiny increase in prayer. If you're not praying every day, then we ask you to say your prayers every day. If you are praying every day, then add maybe one more minute of prayer to your prayer. If you have never fasted from something, then let's fast from one thing and let's do it for the whole of Lent. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be giving up something, as in giving up candy, or in case the adults, maybe alcohol or something else. We might want to give up being unkind. We might want to give up, for the adults here, always having the last word. We might want to give up being difficult. We might want to give up, boys and girls, always, like, if your mom and dad are always struggling to get you up in the morning, that we're going to give up being the last one up. And then almsgiving, we just do one little thing. Do something nice for somebody else each day. It doesn't have to be the same person. But every day, look to do something kind for somebody. I'm hoping that once a week, that's a big one for somebody that is maybe not in your immediate facility. But every day, do one little act of kindness for somebody. So boys and girls, today we all gather around this table and we all say the same thing. I am a hypocrite. I am a sinner. I have not always succeeded in living the gospel. Every one of us, not just you boys and girls, your teachers, your aides, your parents, your grandparents, and myself, every one of us are saying the same thing. I get that ash in my forehead just like you do, because I have to be reminded that I too am a hypocrite as well. As much as we try, we will continue. But today we begin 40 days of turning back towards God. A little bit of prayer, a little bit of fasting, and a little bit of almsgiving. Giving and being kind to others. Let us begin our Lenten journey.